It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B. Are you ready to come and read with me? I'm so excited. We are going to have an amazing guest later on that's going to read us their original story. But before that, you know we have to get our brains and our bodies ready. And then after we listen to the story, we're actually going to have an interactive activity that will be linked in the description below that you can download if you would like to partake. So let's go ahead and start by getting our bodies ready. So we are going to reach our arms out wide. Reach them so far wide. How far can you reach? Just be mindful of your space if you're in a small space like a car, but try to reach as far as you can out. Stretch, 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 stretch as if you're trying to reach whatever is next to you. Now let's reach up above our heads. Reach high, high, high as if you're trying to reach the roof or the sky, or whatever might be above you. After that, let's reach out in front of us and move our arms so one is a little bit further than the other, and then we switch them as if we were trying to tap one area, but we needed to just push a little bit further, so we have to switch our shoulders. Can you do that? Like you're tapping with one hand on an invisible circle, and then you're tapping with the other hand. Now that we've stretched out our arms, we're gonna go ahead and tap our heads. Tap the top of your head with your fingertips. Tap, tap, tap. Tap around the back of your head. Tap around the front of your head. Tap down to your ears. Tap down to your neck. And now tap your shoulders. Tap, tap, tap. Does that feel good? Now we're going to pat our legs. Pat our legs. And if you're in a position that you can stand up, reach one leg up so you're only standing on one leg, and then you're gonna rotate your ankle. Rotate your ankle. If you're sitting down, then you can rotate both ankles at the same time. But if you're standing up, just go ahead and rotate one. And then we're gonna switch and stand on your other foot and balance and rotate the other one. And then wiggle our fingers and our toes. Wiggle, wiggle our fingers and our toes. And if you can bend down and touch your toes, that would feel great too. Bend down and tap, tap, touch your toes. And then we're gonna shake it all out. Shake, shake, shake it all out. All right, now that our bodies are ready, it's time for Rella's Riddle to get our brains ready too. This is how Rella's Riddle works. First, I'm going to give you 3 hints, and then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to guess. Are you ready? Here's hint number 1. The sun disappears in the middle of the day. Do you know what I am? Here's hint number 2. When the moon comes along, it blocks its way. And the final hint. It turns dark, but not to stay. Do you know what this is? This is a little bit hard, huh? Here's a few more seconds to guess. If you guessed an eclipse, then you would be correct. And the reason that our riddle was an eclipse today is because we're gonna have an amazing story about a solar eclipse. So let's go ahead and welcome out our amazing author.
Oh my goodness, guys, we have another amazing guest. Today, we are going to welcome Meg, and she is going to be sharing a beautiful story about something that only happens every once in a while. Have you ever heard of a total solar eclipse? I know, like, what is that? So we're gonna have Meg to tell us a little bit more about that, and she has an amazing story that's going to teach us something about it. So hi, Meg, how are you?
Hi, Rella, I'm good. How are you?
I am so great. I just wanted to know a little bit about what a total solar eclipse was and how that pertains to your book.
A total solar eclipse is when the sun and the moon are directly in front of each other from our viewpoint on Earth. So I wrote this book so that we could learn how to safely experience this amazing event when it's happening in April.
Oh my goodness. So does that mean it's going to be really dark when this happens?
Yes, it's going to be like it's nighttime during the day. So you might even hear some crickets all of a sudden.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So what is the book called?
The book is called The Moonies Journey to the Total Solar Eclipse.
Whoa, this sounds so awesome. We're ready to hear it if you're ready.
Yeah, let's go for it. I'll read from the beginning. The sky deepens into lavender over the sleeping planet of Mars, where the Moonie family members slumber peacefully, all except one. Professor Looney Moonie hadn't been able to sleep all week. All night long, his big brown eyes had been glued to the eyepiece of the giant telescope emerging from their roof. "Lou, you still at it, hun?" Starla Mooney yawned into the laboratory and tied back her night sky curls. She and Professor Mooney met at a star convention on Venus, an astronomer and an astrologer. "Honey, you've got to see this. Come look." Professor Mooney waved her to come near. Starla peered through the telescope. "I see Orion's belt, and oh, there's Pisces. Gemini looks so cute today. Oh, wait. Wow. Lou, I see it." The sun was approaching one of the moon's orbit's nodes, meaning a total eclipse would happen at the beginning of the next lunar cycle. "The kids are going to be psyched," Professor Mooney smiled. Starla nodded, but folded her lips. She had a feeling the kids would not be psyched. "Last time the Moonies tried to catch an eclipse, it was a disaster. They traveled through two dimensions only to discover they had been looking at the wrong moon the whole time, and then had a long, bumpy journey back through a black hole." But Professor Mooney was already on his way to tell the kids. Sunny and Crater were in the kitchen eating starflakes. The family dog, Shadow, was waiting beneath the table for a stray marshmallow to fall. "Wait, so what's going on?" Sunny was blinking rapidly. She had been sending telepathic messages to her boyfriend, Jupiter. "Dad said we're going eclipse hunting again." Crater sighed, tussling Shadow's ears. Sunny closed her eyes and went back to sending messages. "Aw, come on, Sunny Bunny. It'll be fun. Right, Crater?" Professor Mooney poured some stardust into his coffee. "For sure," Crater agreed without looking at his dad. At age 11, he'd rather be playing astro ball with his friends than space traveling. Starla sat down at the table with her children and winked at them. "It'll be different this time, and we've got another cycle of the moon before we go." Sunny raised her eyebrows. Crater offered a small smile. "It's going to be hard to be patient," Professor Mooney bounced over, unaware of the rolling eyes. 28 days later, all the Moonies were in the rocket and Mars was fading fast behind them. Sunny was blinking back tears because this was the weekend of Galaxy High's prom and Crater was fighting motion sickness. "Okay, kids, now that we're out of the atmosphere, let's see what we know." Starla booed quietly, trying to get the kids to laugh. Crater perked up at the potential distraction. "Starla, my love, where are we headed and why?" Professor Mooney said. "Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Lou. This ship is headed straight for the state of Texas, USA, where we will witness an eclipse from an earthly point of view." Starla smiled at the kids in the back. "Crater, what makes this eclipse extra special for us to witness?" Professor Mooney couldn't help the excitement in his voice, and it was becoming contagious. Well, Dad, it's a total eclipse. So based on where we are located at that instant, we may perceive a total darkness befall the land, Crater announced playfully into his sister's direction. Starla clapped, and Professor Mooney giggled. Why, yes, Crater continued. And also, I do know that if you compare sizes, the Earth could be like the size of a pea. The sun would be an extra large pizza, and the moon would be as little as a peppercorn. Wow, Crater, you're right on track. Now, who can tell me about the umbra? Professor Mooney knew his daughter loved that word. Sunny smirked out the window before sighing. During a total eclipse, the umbra is the total shadow cast when the moon passes in front of the sun, which means the moon appears larger to us than the sun if standing on Earth. Professor Mooney held his wife's hand and whistled, "This is going to be out of this world! I know last time was a letdown, but I have a good feeling about this one." Starla cranked up the music, and the Moonies enjoyed the Milky Way Highway from Mars to Austin, Texas. "Oh my stars," Starla said when they stepped off the rocket. "Are we on the sun?" Shadow started panting immediately. The land all around them was kissed in heat and bright colors. Professor Mooney passed out water and sunscreen to his family. "Texans are tough, I guess. This heat is next level. Where'd Crater and Shadow go? Shadow?" The Moonies swiveled their heads around until they spotted the little boy and dog devouring tacos at a picnic table by a taco truck. "Check out the salsa! This is a whole different galaxy of flavor!" Everyone laughed and sat down together at the picnic table. "Okay, T-minus 45 Earth minutes until showtime. It's time for the retelling of the eclipse mythologies over the centuries. Looney, you want to start us off?" Starla asked as the family, now full, settled into their blanket on the grass. "Sure thing, Starcakes. Well, in this very land, the native peoples of the Americas believed a total eclipse of the sun to be a threat, and they would shoot flaming arrows toward the sun in an attempt to reignite it." Starla nodded and added, "And in China, the eclipse was believed to be caused by a dragon eating the sun. To frighten the dragon away, people would play drums, remember? Sunny, what happened in 585 BC? Sunny was telepathically texting, and Crato elbowed her. "Hey, oh, there was an eclipse during a war in Turkey, and the two armies took that to be a sign to lay down their weapons." Starla grinned and squeezed her daughter's hand. Shadow whined. "What, Shadow? Oh!" Starla looked up to see giant storm clouds gathering right over downtown Austin, where the eclipse was about to take place. Everyone looked at Professor Mooney, who was looking at Shadow. They could not miss this again. "Shadow, what do? Where do we go?" Shadow panted and started chasing his tail before suddenly stopping, his tail straight up and his nose pointed toward the state capital. Crater looked deeply into the dog's eyes. "Dad, come on. We can't have come all the way down here only to miss it." There were some Texas humans, Texans, ambling around, chatting, without looking up. They didn't even know they were about to miss a total solar eclipse. Suddenly, Shadow bolted, and within moments was already a few yards away, his nose to the ground and his tail in the air. "Dad, look, come on!" Crater called behind him as the Mooney family lined up in pursuit of their silvery shepherd who was headed straight for the Texas state capitol. Shadow was howling at the moving moon as the family chased him. He could smell the moon's incoming shadow. He knew in his doggy heart he had to get the family up to the top of the dome. "Hey, what are these things?" Crater asked as the family dodged through a garden of cacti. "Don't touch them," Professor Mooney called as he hurtled over three of them. Shadow couldn't feel his legs anymore, and soon he was lifting off the ground. As he did, he noticed that the Moonies needed a way up to where he was. Shadow began to poop small asteroids that floated after him for the Moonies to step on. The astral rocks bobbed, unbothered by gravity. "Thanks, Shadow," Crater called, and each Moonie stepped up the asteroid ladder to the top of the Texas state capitol. Everyone reached the top and started hugging, but they couldn't celebrate for long. They were only moments away from a total eclipse. Professor Moonie passed out the solar eclipse glasses for safely viewing the partial phases of the eclipse just before totality. Sunny was smiling cheek to cheek as Starla held hands with Looney. Crater cradled Shadow's head in his arms. They knew they were about to witness the most amazing sight they had ever seen in all the galaxy. Crickets began to chirp as the light dipped into itself. Then the moon perfectly aligned with the sun. The Moonies removed their eclipse glasses to see totality with a perfect ring of light radiating from the beaming circle of night sky where the sun's familiar face had been. The Moonies' bodies began to glow as if the moon was right underneath their skin. "Divine," Starla whispered. "Photographs could never do this justice," Sunny whispered back. Professor Moonie was crying. When totality was over and the moon allowed the sun to shine again, everything began to return to normal, except for the Moonies and all the people who had witnessed this phenomenon. Feeling fully charged from witnessing the astronomical wonder of a perfect solar eclipse, the Moonies packed up their rocket and treated Shadow to a pup cone from a nearby drive-thru before beginning the long journey back to Mars, where Professor Moonie would complete his journal on eclipses, Starla would publish her psychic experience, and the kids would tell everyone they knew the story of Shadow's asteroids saving this magical day.
Oh my goodness, that's so amazing. There was so much in there that I have so many questions about. Like, what's a lunar cycle?
A lunar cycle is how many days it takes for the moon to move through its phases. So it can start in a new moon, and then you see the moon build sliver by sliver until it's a full moon.
Oh my goodness, that's like when the moon looks like someone took a bite out of it. That's so fun. I am very excited to see a total eclipse for myself. So you said it's going to be happening on April 8th?
Yes, April 8th of next year.
That is so exciting. And also, about your characters, they had some really unique names. Where did their names come from?
Honestly, their names came from my imagination and from the sky. I really love thinking about the stars and the moon, and so that happened pretty easily.
Oh my goodness. So how did you think about writing this story, The Moonies?
Well, honestly, this story is based on a real life experience where my family was trying to see the total solar eclipse in 2017. And then all of a sudden, we had an experience called cloud interference, where a cloud appeared in front of the eclipse. So we missed it. And it was honestly kind of funny, but I decided I wanted to write a story where we ended up actually making it for the next one. So that was the inspiration for this.
Oh no, I'm so sorry that you missed it, but I hope you get to see it this time.
I think we definitely will. And honestly, we just have our fingers crossed for blue skies because those are the best conditions for seeing a total solar eclipse.
Okay, and I've heard that if you want to see an eclipse, you have to have special glasses. Do you know about that?
Definitely. You will need eclipse glasses, which are very special because they protect your eyes, and you can't look at an eclipse without wearing them.
Oh my goodness, why is that?
Simply because you can't look at the sun for really any amount of time at all. However, there is a special moment at the apex or at the very top of the eclipse experience where you actually can take off your glasses and look at it when it's a total solar eclipse because the moon is completely covering the sun at that point. But there's more information on our website so that you can be very careful about when to take your glasses off. But honestly, having your glasses on is a really beautiful experience because you can see everything that's happening.
Ooh, okay. And speaking of your website, if we want to buy the book and see the beautiful pictures and learn more about the Moonies, what is your website?
My website is megjarrett.com, but you can also buy glasses as well as the book on eclipseglasses.com.
Ooh, thank you so much for that. I'll have to go ahead and order some so I can have it ready for the eclipse.
For sure, for sure.
And I'd also love to know, from your experience, what is it like to be able to see an eclipse?
Honestly, it feels really magical. Just a couple months ago, I saw an annular eclipse, which is sort of a partial experience of the total eclipse. I was with some friends, and everything felt sort of quiet in the middle of the day, and it was truly magical. I felt really grateful to be able to see it, and it's got me really excited to see the total solar eclipse.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. I'll be marking my calendar for April 8th and then also checking out more of your Moonies books. Thank you for sharing those with us, Meg.
I'm so excited that you get to see it, Rella. It's really going to be so amazing.
Awesome. Well, I will see you next time. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. I hope you enjoyed the story as much as I did. And if you did, I'd love it if you took a second to rate and review this podcast. I'd also like to invite you to look in the description. You can find all of the information that has to do with our guest and this week's interactive activity in the description below. And just so you know, I would like to thank you for coming to listen to Reading with Rella B this week. And you know what time it is. It's time to find out our co-creators. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends Tiffany, Ophelia, Yanni, and Martha had fun today. If you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to like and review on whatever streaming platform that you're listening on. Thank you so much for coming and joining me today, and we'll see you next time. Toodles!